healthy life.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, always on the lookout for little companies that I think merit attention. The reason I'm doing that is kind of because of the defensive position I have taken in the market of late. I have an old friend on the line with me, Chris Anderson. I've known Chris for 3 or 4 years. He is a mining executive headquartered up in Vancouver. Chris, after 12 to 18 months of some fairly significant work, has put together a company called Greenlight Resources. I want to talk first about his business plan, secondly a little bit about the 5 properties that they have, and then I want to talk a little bit about capitalization. Chris, let's talk about the business plan first.
Absolutely, Al. Al, I just wanted to tell you, first of all, Greenlight is solely focused in Atlantic Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Working there over the last several years is brought to me. I look at New Brunswick itself as like a treasure chest. It's got everything there, gold, base metals, rare metals. It's got potash, shale gas. It's just a whole array of different opportunities there. And it's got great infrastructure. I know that over the next few years, there's a few projects there that are be advancing. It's going to bring a lot of spotlight to the province. So about a year ago, when we started thinking about putting together a company regarding this, when I became the president of Greenlight, the very first thing I did was go out there and assemble a group of guys that are the boots and hammers on the ground, that are all known guys that have developed the reputation for being guys that make discoveries.
Mm-hmm.
So we put together what we call the A-team prospectors and geos to look for opportunities out in Atlantic Canada. So we started off there, Al, and then what we did was we assembled a group of properties, and what we're trying to do is trying to be the boots and hammers in Atlantic Canada looking for these opportunities, and the way to keep that model moving forward is what happens is a lot of times when guys are working with something, they discover it, and they're a prospector or a geo on a project, they end up getting tied to the project, and they end up getting married to that one deal, and really we wanted to have the heart and soul of the exploration alive and going. And so what we did was we come up with a model called the project generation model,
mm-hmm.
whereby these guys can go out and develop and find opportunities. And my goal is to find joint venture partners to step in there and take these opportunities on and take them to the next stage. We have the opportunity to own a piece moving forward and be the operator. And it's a win-win scenario for everybody. That's kind of the general model. So on the we spent the last 10 months assembling the team, putting the projects in there, and then we set out a goal for ourselves to do a joint venture every quarter. So last quarter we did our first joint venture on a heavy rare earth project that's we've got a well-defined anomaly there. We announced a deal with a company called Explorex. Then we put together a property up in the Bathurst camp called the Kemet. It's a past-producing historic silver district, 25 kilometers from the Bath, Brunswick number 12, which is a world-class mining district. And we announced a deal on that with a company called Elm Tree Minerals. And so those are our first two joint ventures, and now we're into the next 2 quarters. But we're moving along pretty good. We feel that we've assembled a good group, and we've got a lot of opportunity in front of us. So that's kind of the general overview where we're at.
Let's talk a little bit about when you put the company together. I'd like to talk about capitalization, and the reason I want to do that, Chris, is I am very, very concerned, given the tenuous nature of the market today, about every single aspect that makes, in my mind, a good investment. And capitalization, I think, is very, very important. I like to get in on companies at an early stage, and this is certainly an early stage for Greenlight, but Tell our listeners, if you would, how you actually put the share structure together and your method for doing it that way, would you?
Well, when I stepped in as the president about 10 months ago, the first thing I did was I wanted to refocus the company totally on Atlantic Canada. So one of the guys that I know that's done that job, or one of the groups that's done that job very well, is a group out of Saskatchewan, 49 North.
Yeah.
So I went and met with Tom McNeil and told him what our concept was to build the A-team to explore Atlantic Canada. And they were one of the first participants in our financing. There was another group out of Europe that was involved with us, and they got involved in or involved with me in the past, and working in Atlantic Canada, and they were invested in a project that now the Hunter Dickinson Group has taken over, or in the midst of taking over, and that's an open pit tungsten mine out in a geodex asset. I explained to them what we were doing out in Atlantic Canada, and they took participation in there. And then myself and my family took a participation. So we started off with a very modest raise. We raised $330,000. What we wanted to do was we wanted to just raise as minimum we could at the starting point. And we assembled the team. We started to develop some assets, and we were developing assets so they become qualifying assets. So we had to spend, you know, in excess of $100,000 just to develop up, see that they had merit. And so we managed to do that. When we got through and we just about got to the first phase, we decided to do a second round of financing. And the group from London came in, and they participated to the tune of $250,000 just at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And we raised another $100,000 locally. And then just recently, because we've picked up a couple of interesting assets in the graphite space, we got approached to finance us to do some development on the graphite assets. So we just closed a $600,000 financing. Now, we've done all of those financings at 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got is we've got right now the stock's trading at, you know, 12 to 14 cents. So we've got all of our shareholders at this point are all happy shareholders, and that's a good starting point, right? Because we're right at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we set that up. And then using the joint venture model, because we've done two deals now, what our goal is to get two more deals done, one each quarter, and through cash and stock payments, what we're hoping if two of those projects carry forward into the second year, then that should be enough to finance our office and our overhead. Because we want to maintain the role as the operators on these projects going forward, there's a management fee that's involved there, and then that also helps us to provide for building an exploration team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much kind of a model that we're looking at. It's going to take us, you know, the first year was assembling the right group of explorers and prospectors and geos, and we've got those guys working with us, and then finding some qualifying assets, getting some deals gone on joint ventures so that we can get some cash flow into the company that comes in through another avenue besides financing.
And that's done.
And that's done. Yeah. So that's, and that's where we're at right now. We're very much at the early stage. So now we felt we've built up a good team, and we've got some very good assets, and the track record of the guys that we're all working with, they've all made discoveries, and they're all well known. So now we're assembling a group of guys to come on the advisory board. We're building up an advisory board. The first gentleman that came on is a gentleman named Jonathan Soper, and he's with a mining group out of northern Alberta called the KMC Mining Group. They do about $500 million a year. Jonathan's in charge of their projects, project generation. He's a mining engineer. He's from Cape Breton. And so we've got him involved, and we got a couple other positions coming up, and I think we'll see some announcements on that shortly as we go forward. But we're looking for very qualified technical people that we can bring in to support us. We've got a couple of very good board members now, and we have Paul Sabar, who's one of our go-to guys for our gold and precious metal assets. And we've got another gentleman named Tony Clayton, and Tony got involved with us because Tony's got a background in building new vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're going into the joint venture model, we wanted to have somebody that had experience in that as we were looking for partners in the joint venture model.
You know, it makes a lot of sense. And what I'm going to do, rather than throw a lot of information at listeners right now, Greenlight is a sponsor on our website. I want you to know that in the interest of full disclosure. To get more information on the company, I'd like you to click on their banner, which is available. You can get all the information you want there. I also want to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that a minimum of 3 days from right now, Big Al will be buying some stock out of the open market. The reason being, this is an early stage company, and I think in my mind it's worth a shot. Don't take this as investment advice, because it definitely is not. I just want to have full disclosure here. Chris, thanks so much, my friend.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am chatting right now with a gentleman from a company called West Haven Ventures. West Haven Ventures is a company that I have decided to get involved in, and in the interest of full disclosure, I want to tell you they're doing a private placement down the road. And I have committed to very definitely take part in that private placement. The reason I'm doing that is really simple. You know, I am firmly convinced right now that we are in a very, very interesting market, and we have to, for lack of better terms, be really defensive in our investing. I think that people who drop out of the market right now and stay completely neutral, perhaps, are making a mistake. I've talked about this many times on our interviews, but I'm also very careful about what I am investing in. I'm looking right now at new companies, and I'm chatting right now with Gareth Thomas. He is involved with a fellow by the name of Sean Pollard in a company called West Haven Ventures. Let me tell you why I like West Haven Ventures. Number one, I know most of the people who are involved in this company, either officially or unofficially. And I'll give you a couple of names. Vic Tanaka, for one. I've known Vic for an awful long time. Dorothy Atkinson, for two. Dorothy is a research type up in Vancouver who I have nothing but respect for. And they have an excellent business plan. They're drilling what they feel are potentially great properties in British Columbia. In terms of the share structure, right now there are only 15 million shares out. They are doing a private placement, which I alluded to earlier, and they are planning, even with that private placement, that there will be probably less than 20 million shares outstanding there. They will take that money, they'll use it for further drilling in British Columbia, and then, assuming that the drilling goes well at higher share prices, they will then raise more money. Gareth, do I have it pretty well square on that?
You sure do well, yeah. That all sounds pretty good.
Both you and Sean, you're not really neophytes in the industry. Your dad has been involved in the industry for about 50 years. I know that Sean's father has been involved in the industry for a lot of years. Both you guys are pretty well educated, for lack of better terms, and you've got a pretty well thought out game plan. Do me a favor and share that with our listeners, would you?
Sure, Al. First of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, no, West Haven, Sean and I had a vision a couple years ago to form a company with a tight share structure, and you know, obviously, we wanted to have people first. I think we've done that with our management, with our directors. That, you know, I think, well over 100 years experience in the mining exploration game.
Sure. So,
and then from there, projects was sort of our next big thing. We wanted, obviously, projects in good, great jurisdictions. So we just started looking around, and two properties around BC sort of fell into our lap. We think we have some great, great potential projects here. One we drilled called Shovel Nose, which is just 30 kilometers southeast of Merritt, BC.
Mm-hmm.
We drilled that for the first time ever last year, just a small drill program, about 600 meters, and we hit every hole, seven holes hit an anomalous gold, including one with 55 meters of 0.2 grams. So we're very keen to get back there this year. We got some IP coming up in the next month or so. From there, we'll be doing a bit more follow-up sampling and some prospecting, and we hope to be drilling there in late summer, early fall. Most recently, we've picked up a project about a month ago up near Williams Lake in the Caribou mining jurisdiction called the Bend property. And this one we're very excited about. It's sort of an unknown sort of target, if you will. It's a listwinite-hosted property, which is carbonaceously altered ultramafic rock.
You're talking to an idiot. Tell me what that means.
Listwinite is actually a term coined by some Russian geologists in the Atlin area, I believe. Don't quote me on that. It's as mentioned, it's a very altered ultramafic rock, and its associated gold occurs along this major shear zone. We have quite a structurally controlled area of about... We have about a 7 kilometer by 400 meter, 400 or 500 meter long area, which has soil geochemists come up with some really good numbers. So we're not a whole lot of exposed outcrop, but we're where it is we're looking to drill where it is exposed at the moment. Never been drilled. Very excited. Some very good numbers there from the soil geochem. So we'll be doing IP there in the next month or so as well. And we'll be looking to drill that this summer.
Gareth, let's talk a little bit right now about your current overhead. Now, you've got to be running a pretty lean ship right now, I would think.
That's correct, Al. You know, Sean and I and Vic and Gren, the whole management involved, you know, about $100,000 a year there in salary, so not a whole lot there. And other expenses there are all, we put them all in the ground, you know, besides the usual running a company day to day. But other than that, everything else we're putting in the ground.
When are you going to start doing some serious additional exploration work in British Columbia, Gareth?
in BC and where our properties happen to be located. Some are, one in the Shovel Nose is up in the mountains. A lot of that is depending this year on the snowpack. And, I mean, last year we're up on the property in June and it was, very accessible. And the other property, the Bend, which is up near, just north of Williams Lake near the Gibraltar mine is less snow, but, you know, it also will, this year they got quite a good snowpack. So it really depends on the melt. Just for to be more economic, you know, we want to be up there when it's the roads are easily passable and easy to get on, where we're not wasting time in the snow. And I should note that both of these projects are right off major highways and roads, and they're easy to drive on. So this will all be ground supported programs, nothing in the air. So which is also very appealing to us and our shareholders.
What attracted you to these properties?
Well, the Shovel Nose, which is our, we acquired that, was our qualifying transaction. I actually worked on that about 6 or 7 years ago as a geotech prospector, and I just really liked it. You know, you're getting up to 120 grams per ton gold in angular float, which has never been followed up. And I just thought it had a lot of potential for an epithermal gold project, and we're really quite excited to get back on there this year. Then the Ben, first of all, the Ben had been held, it's been held by a private vendor for 30 years, and the original owner was Amoco, which is now Freeport MacMoran, I believe, mm-hmm. but they ceased all Canadian exploration at the time. But just the sheer soil geochem numbers there, 650 plus ppb gold, sort of throughout a 7 kilometer long strike, and for grassroots exploration, it looks really, really intriguing.
West Haven Ventures is a sponsor on our site. What does that mean? That means if you want to get information on this company, simply click on the banner. I am investing in this company for one simple reason. It is very moderately priced. The shares right now are trading down around 15 cents. Got two young men here who are highly qualified on the one hand and very enthusiastic on the other hand. It is a bit of a speculation, but what the heck? Life is a bit of a speculation, isn't it? I have to say that it will be very, very interesting to me where we stand at the end of the summer once the private placement is taken care of, number one, and number two, once some more serious exploration work has been done on this property. Full disclosure, not investment advice. We are simply talking about a company that I will be invested in as soon as the private placement comes about. They are sponsors on our site. This is not arm's length information, but what the heck, you all know that. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I wanted to throw in those two segments on a couple of companies that I am investing in, and doing that simply because I think we have to be very, very careful in terms of where we go in this particular market, and I want to let all of you know exactly what I'm doing. Again, I want to stress, don't take that as investment advice, because it is definitely not. Okay, I got Rick Ackerman on the line with me. Rick has a great newsletter, Rick's Picks. A lot of you seem to think so. It's really important that you get all the information that you can so that you can make your own informed decisions. And the best way to do that is to, you know, study material put out by people who are the experts. And Rick is very definitely one of those experts. Rick, you and I were talking off the air about the really tenuous times that we're in right now, and those tenuous times are really centered around one thing, and that's interest rates. You mentioned that if interest rates tick up even one point, it's going to be a disaster. You want to explain that for us, please?
Well, there is so much borrowing now that's subject to artificially suppressed interest rates. The Fed has managed to keep interest rates low across the yield curve. The federal debt alone, if you took 15 points, I think it's $6 trillion, and you ratcheted the rate that the government must pay on that borrowing just by one percentage point, that's a huge amount of money. And keep in mind that ultimately the money, the borrowing will be paid by taxpayers.
Yep.
We're not really in a good position right now to raise taxes. So, you know, besides government borrowing, there's enormous consumer borrowing that at the margin is barely serviceable. You know, mm-hmm. You have people carrying large balances. Certainly they've done a lot of retiring of debt in the last couple of years. Consumers have been a lot more cautious than the government. The government's kind of opened the taps in a Keynesian way. You know, if consumers aren't spending, then government will. But in any case, if you took all of the revolving charge debt and all the mortgage debt and pushed interest rates higher, a lot of these things are on variable rates, the mortgages are, it would, at the margin, hurt a lot of households. You know, they're getting squeezed in other ways by rising health care costs, by rising food costs, but you just take the borrowing that they've done to sustain themselves and push the rate on that percentage point higher, it's a lot of money at the margin.
It's a lot of money on the margin, and I guess a question that I would have for you is, when you talk about a 1 point increase as being disastrous, what if we had like a 2 or a 3 point increase? Huge.
Well, that's the same as saying, suppose we were to expose the debt markets to true market forces. And that's why it's an absolute impossibility. It's completely ridiculous to think that the Fed will, quote unquote, take away the punch bowl. You know, this is the way that I think the most ignorant commentary on the subject expresses it. They say, and this was the lead story in the Wall Street Journal the other day, the idea that the markets came down. I think the Dow was off 120-some points the other day, which was a relatively weak performance for this year. And the story that came out the next day or a couple days later was that the markets were fearful that the Fed would, quote-unquote, take away the punch bowl. I can't think of a more irresponsible and ignorant line of commentary, because we've reached the point where it's impossible. They cannot get off the easing standard.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue to ease, and regardless of whether there was anything explicit about QE3 in the last Fed minutes, they're easing like crazy. The Fed sucked up, the figure is 61% of all treasury paper that came to auction in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you think they can abandon that program? There are no buyers. In fact, the buyers are essentially falling away from treasuries. You know, you have China, for one, has decreased its treasury holdings, so our traditional saviors there are moving away from treasury debt. And I think that you're going to see more easing in the coming year and this year, in the sense of the government, the Federal Reserve, having to buy even more than 60% of all the paper.
I think that people, more and more people, are starting to realize, Rick, what, you know, the validity of what people like you and I are saying. You know, this past week, for example, in the market, it was pretty lackluster. You know, the major indexes ended largely unchanged after suffering some really major volatility earlier in the week. And a lot of the pundits are saying, well, that volatility very well may return on Monday, because by that time the markets will have had a chance to digest the the recent employment figures, and those numbers were really not very good. I think that people, quite frankly, are really starting to realize. I mean, I hate to use the term that I use, you know, consistently, but you know, the emperor really isn't wearing any clothes. You know, it's interesting because we are going right now into the 40th straight deficit month, okay? And that too is a pretty scary number. It goes right along with what you're saying right now. It's, you know, the federal government ran a $777 billion deficit for the first 6 months of this fiscal year. That was reported by the CBO on Friday. You know, that includes $196 billion hole in March. I mean, come on, you know? When are we going to get our house in order, Rick?
Right, it's true. Nobody talks about the trade deficit anymore, but it has been accumulating steadily over time, and you know, we're at numbers now that would have been appalling just years ago.
Yep.
Someone mentioned in my chat room they attributed a very wise statement to George Soros. The idea being that if there's a trend that's happening based on wrong assumptions, yet you make money by betting against it. And I think that very clearly applies to gold and silver now. You've had bullion come down pretty hard in March, and it's for all the wrong reasons. It's based on this idea that the Fed is going to, quote-unquote, take away the punch bowl. But since we know that's absolutely fallacious, you really have to be looking at gold as a better buy the lower it goes. So I would say you have to be in there picking up gold in the form of stocks, possibly futures contracts, coins, whatever. But the paradigm is wrong. The investors have it wrong. And I think this follows Soros' advice very directly. You have to be in there buying.
Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, but it strikes me right now that it is becoming very, very apparent that what the government is doing isn't working. Now, they are trying to pull the wool over a lot of people's eyes by publicly stating that we don't have a QE3 going on right now. Well, that's true depending on how you define QE3, but with the government bond sales, with the way they've gone of late, that in effect is simply more quantitative easing by putting more cash into the economy, right?
Right, and I think it's, from a public relations standpoint, it's very clever for the government to say, for the Fed to suggest that maybe we don't need more easing because this recovery is coming along pretty good. But as far as the nature of the recovery, I've never seen such they're really painting the tape statistically.
Painting the tapes? Boy, are they ever painting the tape.
I mean, they're making it sound like everything's going gangbusters. It may be going gangbusters for the banks and some other players. Certainly manufacturing has had an uptick. But we don't do enough manufacturing in this country to anywhere near compensate for the loss of income we've had with the death of our major export and industry, which is financial quote-unquote products.
Right.
So the statistics, all this, the drumbeat in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times everywhere about the economic recovery, I think at the grassroots level, people can see it ain't there.
It ain't there. What do all of us do to protect ourselves from what I think is disaster from a financial standpoint? We're going to talk about that with Trader Raj. Stick around.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report, got Trader Raj with me right now. In his newsletter, Roger has a miner of the week and a stock trade of the week, and we're going to focus on those for the very simple reason that I want to get as much information from you folks as I can in terms of investing, and I want to give you all the information that I can. So I think if we all meld our ideas together, which we're doing pretty effectively right now, I think we'll all come out being winners. Right now we are in a very, very interesting spot in the market. Resource stocks, which happen to be one of my favorite sectors, as you are aware, really aren't doing very much right now. They're not doing very much right now for a variety of reasons, but the reasons at this point really don't matter. What really matters is what reality is. It is what it is, and resource stocks, to an extent, are not doing very well. Now, there are exceptions to that, and I tell you about stocks that I'm investing in and why I am investing in them. They are, I believe, the exceptions. A couple of examples would be I just did 2 private placements, which I announced prior to doing them. One of them was Premium Exploration. I decided to go back into that because I still think that Premium has a shot at proving up a very, very interesting area, number one. And number two, I also invested in Canisil Resources and Otis Gold for exactly the same reasons. Now, as I stressed when I talked about those companies, my investment in them, I stress this is not investment advice. It's only what I'm doing. I would suggest if you have any interest in what I'm doing, research the companies yourself because I am not a registered investment advisor. I can't tell you what to do. Okay, as our regular listeners are also aware, I announced last Saturday that I was going to be purchasing shares in another company called Clifton Star Resources. As a point of fact, on Thursday, a little over 3 business days after I made that announcement, I did go in and buy shares out of the open market in Clifton Star Resources. Why did I do that? Well, we're going to talk to Trader Raj here because his miner of the week was Clifton Star Resources, and we are going to ask him very specifically why he did that. Raj, Clifton Star, why was it your miner of the week?
Well, we have a long history with Clifton Star. We recommend that the company, I can't remember the exact date, but it's been like 2-3 years ago. And historically, on performance and recommendations, the stock went from a small low to quite a bit higher. I'm just guessing the numbers. I can't remember. It was like $1.50 entry. It went as high as $7 or $8 and then sold back.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, we provide trading recommendations. We are not a broker. We are not a certified financial advisor. I write a newsletter. I write opinions. So my recommendation is an opinion. Also, I don't buy shares in the companies that we recommend because ethically I don't like to do that. I trade futures to stay out of the way. But 90% of our readers in Trader Tracks are interested in shares. And Clifton Star Resources has been a dandy over a long period of time. Now, they had a situation here last year where the company had some management changes. They had a variety of other changes. The stock has resumed trading again. The stock last Thursday was about $1.50, $1.55 Canadian, $1.55 Canadian. The trading range on that stock now that we can see on the chart is $1.55 to $3. So considering three things, we have a history with this company. We know the managers. We know what they're doing. We know the property. We understand the situation that the company has now for advancing several properties in addition to the one they were working on before. They are in Quebec, which is one of our favorite places. They have another property on the Manitoba-Ontario border. Everything they have is in Canada, which is the home of junior mining, and, of course, that's one of the reasons why we like it. So where are we today? With this price today and based on where the company has been, with a high of about $8 in the stock back in 2010, we think that there's a good opportunity to buy in at a very reasonably low price. We are also recommending a situation where we see on our charts that gold and silver, precious metals, in this month of April should have a mild increase, which ought to pull up the junior miner shares. Now, the junior miner shares have been suppressed for many weeks, primarily because they didn't get any support while the bigger stock markets did. Now, with the prices where they are, we like not only gold and silver generally, but we like Clifton Star Resources as a miner. I would encourage people to go to the website and look everything over carefully and, of course, make your own decisions as to what you want to do. But in our forecast right now, using charts and technical trading and so on, we can easily see this $1.55 go to $3 as a potential, as a gold potential, where it would find resistance in our view this year sometime. We've got the fourth quarter coming up, and of course we're in the second quarter right now, which looks very attractive to us.
You know, I did a fairly extensive interview last weekend with Michelle Lagarde, who is the president of Clifton Star Resources. Let me talk a little bit about the management change here. Harry Miller, who founded the company probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I have been involved with this company as an investor and as a consultant ever since day one. Harry Miller came to the conclusion that he is probably one of the greatest mining entrepreneurs in the world, but again, by the same token, he's certainly not a technical individual, and he admitted the fact that he knows what he doesn't know, and one thing he doesn't know is how to put something like this actually into a higher evolutionary state, for lack of better terms. And so he found Michelle. Michelle is a very interesting man. He's got a Master of Science degree in geology. He's also got a master's degree in business administration. He has been in this position numerous times where he has taken a company where there are some very strong assets and taken that company to either a point where it has gone into production or to the point where a major has bought them out. Now, the interesting thing about Clifton Star along those lines is if you look at the capitalization, that the total amount of shares outstanding is around 30 to 35 million shares. Well, that's a pretty low number for a company that has 43-101 assets along the lines of this particular one. Now, even if you take gold at a minimal in the ground value, it's still provides a value for the company, which is really, really pretty meaningful. I think we have something here. I have walked the ground, so to speak. I have been on the properties. I did that probably 2 or 3 years ago. I'm very comfortable with this company. I would not have gone in and purchased shares out of the market on Thursday if I weren't comfortable with it. It's a situation where I know the players, and I believe they are serious and well qualified. Roger and I really need to stress here purely and simply that this is not investment advice. We're not any different than you guys out there. We are investors. I am an investor. I am an active investor. I will not talk about any company and then purchase shares in it without giving you folks out there 3 days' notice before I purchase the shares. Conversely, if I ever sell those shares, which obviously at some point I will give you 3 days' notice on that one also. Pretty straight up. Remember, on this show, we're all one big happy family. We give each other ideas, and that's what life is all about. You learn from each other. I've learned a lot from Trader Raj over the years. He's a great technician, and he's attempting to teach me that. I don't know how successfully, but listen, between the two of us and all of you folks out there, we are going to do the best that we can to share ideas so that we can all hopefully profit in the long run. Raj, take 30 seconds, talk about Trader Tracks.
Trader Tracks is a newsletter that I founded with my partner on the letter J. Taylor in the year 2004. We gave it away as an advertising look-see for the first 4 months, and then we went live in January 2005. So we've been at this for quite some time. We do follow trading ideas for futures and commodities, as far as straight futures and spreads and options. But as I mentioned in our discussion here earlier, about 90% of our readers in Trader Tracks are interested in junior mining shares and or related shares in commodities companies. We follow oil, we follow grain, gold, silver. We also follow the currencies throughout the world. You can get some information about Trader Tracks on a link on the Corlin Economics site, or so you can call Claudio in New York at 718-457-1426.
Okay. You folks out there, hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back with you next weekend. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.